find it, but yeah, I'd like to have that pattern if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That's a better pattern, yeah.
Yeah, you see how it's made and you can still put the...
I saw a really cute one made out of the anklet socks. I don't think it'd be that good at...
Oh, yeah.
Really filtering, but it...
No, socks don't.
Yeah.
Really?
I ordered a handful of different ones too, and but they won't be here till next week. There's a company down in LA that is making them out of a cotton spandex t-shirt material. And they just have slits in them for your ears, so it just stretches and real simple.
I've seen all kinds of really neat designs.
Yeah, I like the one with the face, happy's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go to the store. You go to the store and you're talking to somebody and you can tell they're smiling from their eyes, but can't see their
smile. Well, if the HOA wants some, we can have them made with the logo on.
There you go.
$250 for 36.
Oh no, we don't.
Custom printed. Okay.
We don't need them that
thing. Looks like everybody's here, so we can call the meeting to order. Would anybody like to adopt our agenda?
I'll adopt the agenda.
Well, there's one correction.
Okay.
It wouldn't be on number 10. It's not the current year, it would be the upcoming year.
You're right. Next year. Yeah, current year's already paid. Anybody like to second it?
I'll second it.
What's this number 11 about a vacant position?
What do we call it? The person who's going to do our roads and everything, and our secretary that we never hired. So I just threw it on there so we can remind ourselves that, you know, decide what we were going to do. And we posted it, so I was curious if we heard anything from anybody. Okay, anybody opposed to adopting the agenda? Public comments for non-agenda items. Okay, approve minutes from regular meeting of March 14th, 2020. Would anybody like to approve them, or do we want them read?
No, I'll approve them.
Second?
Yeah, I'll second. As I read them.
Any opposed? Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything they would like to report on?
Do you have
Our Dutch couple has purchased lot 19. So now I believe they own 4.
Wow.
Yeah. And John, what's his last name? Jeannie's husband. Don Marion has built a little free library, and he was wondering if he could install it by our bulletin board. And I don't know who owns the property.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
See, I wanted them to come to the meeting, but they don't want to while all this is going on.
Well, that's the point. See, it's the same thing with we wanted to have a library here. The problem was people are going to be using the books, and then somebody else is going to use them, and they're going to go in and out. And
no way to disinfect.
I'm all for it. But you have to put something on use at your wrist or something.
Can we not go ahead and adopt it as soon as this is over?
It's not our property, so it's not up to us.
We can't do it.
No, they can do whatever they want there. We don't have any say. Where the bulletin board is in the road easement, and it's not inside the association boundaries.
So they can do it
Nope. Association boundaries go down the middle of Sand Canyon, right? Actually, they don't even go down the middle of Sand Canyon there. It's out completely outside the boundaries.
Then how come we... because we did... The other side is...
It comes down right there just before Sunview is where the association property hits Sand Canyon. Then it goes down the middle of... From Sunview, it goes down the middle of Sand Canyon past Lot 1 and then back across. It just barely touches Sand Canyon and only on the east side of Sand Canyon. Then at Spur Court is where it comes into the boundary again. Yeah.
So
So we don't have a say and they can do.
So actually, where our bulletin board is.
Is illegal.
Well, it's not illegal, it's in the road easement. So unless somebody complains, you know, you can pretty much do whatever you want there, but it is, it actually belongs to whoever owns that lot right there on that side of the street. And then there's an easement for a road on their lot. So somebody could eventually want us to move the sign.
Well, eventually.
But if they want to put something there, I mean, that's, we have no say, so they can do whatever they want.
I think it's a good idea. We've been trying to do something about that now.
We won't be responsible.
Right.
And we're not going to be the ones to complain.
I mean, we talked about doing it out here, but the problem was for the district, especially now with this the pandemic, we closed the office, so.
Yeah, that was the other problem, was you'd have to get the metal doors for your office.
Yeah, but we closed the whole office.
Yeah.
Just to keep the traffic down, even though people still come in, but it keeps the traffic way down.
Right.
Most everybody's paying online now. Okay, anything else? All right, that gets us to the fun part.
Yes, sir.
Review of the financials. The main thing that everybody should be interested in is the first page, which is the reconciliation of both accounts. Shows us how much money we still have. And I think we've done a fantastic job, even with the stuff we've done and where we've spent the money, of still having managed to put to have money.
Yeah.
Instead of spending it just as fast as it comes in and not having anything to show for it when we're done. At least we have something to work with. Plus, we spent quite a bit in the past couple of years doing the concrete work. So, we've kept our expenses down and put them strictly into savings and maintenance. And the second page, you can kind of see that because we really, our expenses are way down. We've been very frugal.
I'm not sure a member looking at that's going to say good because we haven't done the roads.
Well, we know that, but
other than that, we've been.
It's not that we aren't going to do the roads. It's just that we are waiting for the opportunity. Then we've got the bank statements. Income by customers is really misleading because, again, we're on an accrual basis. So these are bills that are there for interest. So they'll probably never be collected, so it really isn't income. Because most of it's going to be on lots that nobody ever pays. Expenses by vendor, again, that shows we don't really spend more than what we need to. We're keeping our expenses down. Let's see.
I do have a question on on these expenses.
Yeah.
And it's in that packet. You marked down on the financial, what is it called? Federal Franchise Tax Board.
Mm-hmm.
You have dates on there, 4/20 of 20. Did you pay some over the...
Franchise Tax Board, yes. We were we were penalized, and I'm still trying to figure out what we were penalized for. I haven't looked back to see if we didn't file our statement of information, because that's what the $50 penalty usually is for.
It was filed.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing that wasn't filed was the e-postcard from...
And that's Franchise Tax Board, shouldn't have anything to do with that. But, again, we were penalized by Franchise Tax Board, and that's been paid.
Well, I don't have anything put in the checkbook to tell me that...
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yep. you sure do. I gave you the receipts.
Okay.
And they're in QuickBooks.
They're in QuickBooks, that's why.
And you've got the receipts.
Oh, yeah,
so you can
got
have
those.
Them in the checkbook.
I just didn't know if I should put them in the checkbook.
Yeah, they were paid on the credit card, so they'll be on the credit card statement.
That's
right.
What I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Because I noticed it was paid through Visa.
I'll dig a little bit and see why Franchise Tax Board, I'll look and see what it is they said that we didn't pay or didn't do and try and figure it out. But because we were coming up on the deadline on it, I went ahead and took care of it, and then we can argue about it.
And we had a question. Joan, are they due in May or are they due in April?
The taxes are actually April.
April?
Yeah. the e-postcard. I've got it on my desk, so I'll be working on it.
It goes on, we haven't changed our fiscal year yet, so it would be May.
Should be April like all the other taxes, I think, no?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Then we're still fine. It's on my desk.
I haven't paid that one.
It hasn't been done since 2017.
Well, now you have. Now you paid the taxes.
So we'll get it done.
Maybe we'll have some money coming back then.
Yeah, we'll get it, no, we don't pay taxes.
No, we don't pay, you just have to file.
It's a damn paperwork thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not involved in that.
Yes, you are.
You're supposed to be fine.
So once I get it.
Once I get it done,
I haven't done an e-postcard in quite a few years, but once I get it done, I'll show you what it was.
It's so easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not the hard part, it's I don't know where to put it.
There is no place to put it, it just gets filed.
Well, but there was a $50 and $100.
No, that's Franchise Tax Board, that's totally different.
That's what you're talking about.
I have no idea. I've never heard of most of this stuff.
Exactly.
The S1 CID was filed and the S1 100 was also filed. And they sent us a refund, remember?
We keep constantly getting $15.
Yeah, because I don't pay. We didn't have to pay because I just updated it.
Right, you had just finished
doing it. I sent them a payment and they sent it back because it wasn't required.
And when we did this.
But that's what I was wondering, if maybe we filed, or you did the update, but then we needed to refile it because the filing time was coming. I don't know. I'll look into it and see if I can figure it out.
Now this S1 100 and 350 and 200, I've never filed any of that, and I don't have any records that we've ever filed any of that.
I'll look into it and see what I can find, too.
Yeah, because it was filed.
Yeah, I thought so, because I even looked at their website, and there was a current one there. You know.
Oh, it's the virus. People, they don't have enough people.
Well, yeah, somebody's doing it from home, so they didn't see it. They didn't find it. Oh, it is the standard.
Yeah,
it is the standard.
Everything.
No matter what it is, it's the virus.
Mm-hmm. It's the virus.
So, anyway,
if anybody figures out how to catch that up, I don't know where I am. I should be running out the door and down the hill.
Yeah.
So the other thing on expenses by vendor, you'll see that we paid Number Barn $21, which was the purchase of our telephone number that we now own. So that number is ours permanently. So we can move it anywhere we want. We could have AT&T install a phone somewhere with that number. We can do anything we want with that number. It's our number, as long as we keep it active. Once it's inactive, then it could be given to somebody else. But that is that number we can move anywhere.
Now, will we be getting a bill from them?
Not from Number Barn. That was a one-time charge.
One-time.
It was $19 for the number and $2 for the parking it there for the couple of weeks while we actually put it somewhere, which was with Unitel. We will be getting a bill from Unitel on a monthly basis. $13 and some change.
Now, is that going to be coming in on the QuickBooks?
Well, that'll be, it's set up to auto-pay on the credit card.
Okay.
So it'll be on the bank statement every month from the credit card.
Well, I that's fine then. I can always do something with it when I put it in the checkbook, but I'm just trying to keep up.
Well, if it's on your checkbook, you can make it as an automatic payment in your checkbook too at the same time that they're
right.
Taking it out.
Well,
yep. But yeah, and that's, we'll see how this works out. Like I said, that number can be moved anywhere. We can do just about anything with it. But at least we won't have to keep changing the number.
Little bugger one.
And I thought that it was kind of, you know, the fact that I was able to get 4 MVA.
Yeah, that worked out good.
Yeah.
825. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought 822.
No, that wasn't available, but 825 was, because 825. When everybody was getting second and third phone lines installed years ago, when we had dial-up computers, they started the 825 area prefix for Tehachapi.
Huh.
But just after that's when the cell phones exploded and internet went other directions than phone, and so they never issued a lot of those numbers. Most of them never got issued. But it is a Tehachapi prefix.
Okay.
So at least it's a local call.
Now,
The rest of this is the general ledger, which I don't think anybody really wants, but it's there if you wanna go through it. It's pretty meaningless, unless you're looking for financials. We're applying for a loan, it gets important.
Yeah.
And then we've got the accounts receivable aging summary, which is, you know, the normal. For the last year, we still haven't collected $8,000.
Wow.
But the majority of that, again, is interest on the ones that never pay anyway. In fact, actually, no. What we haven't collected is the $58,000. The $8,000 is the interest that most people never pay anyway because it's on the ones that never pay. So actually for last year we haven't collected $5,000, which I think is pretty close, or $5,800, which is pretty close to what our normal is. So would anybody like to approve payments?
I'll approve payments.
I'm second.
We better. I pay him.
Any opposed? Okay. Now we get to have fun. That brings us to discussion and possible action on collection of delinquent assessments, liens, post-tax sale, and foreclosure. All right. We got a letter from CalBest because since, you know, we were doing the letters to everybody that was delinquent, I dug through all the property records and came up with new owners for some of these, and we sent everybody bills. This one came back from CalBest advising us that the two lots they purchased were purchased at a tax sale, which takes away the HOA liens.
Oh.
And I did a little bit of digging, and you'll see there's a letter in here, or a page printed out here from Adam Sterling, and also one that says the role of the state controller. The state controller explains it pretty well. Under answers to frequently asked questions, I think it was, second page here. Oh, no, right below that. Liens and encumbrances on the back page. The sale of tax-defaulted property by the county tax collector is free and clear of all encumbrances existing before the sale, with the following exceptions, which none of them are for the HOA. The only people really that have an exception is IRS and liens by other government entities. We're not a government entity, so our liens are wiped out.
So in other words, we don't...
So there's money sent to back
money for the liens.
What's that?
So in other words, we don't get any of that money back. It's just
right that we can't collect it. The lien is gone.
So if somebody sits here and not pay anything, they...
Actually, I shouldn't say we can't collect it. Our only recourse now is to sue the prior property owner.
Yeah.
That's our recourse.
That means going to court?
Because these debts, if you read the Davis Sterling letter, it goes into how the liens work. And basically, the assessment is a debt of the property owner until we file a lien. Once we file a lien, then that we're actually putting that, we're tying the two together so that the property owner owes us and we're taking the property as security. So even if we lose the security because of a tax sale, we can still go after the owner. But if they didn't pay their taxes, even if we sue them and we get a judgment, then what?
We're not going to.
But our CCR say it goes with the land, not the owner.
But the state tax lien wipes it out.
So what's the point of having CCR?
Well, no, it does let the CCNRs allow us to put it on the land. But the debt is actually the property owner's debt to begin with, which is why the CCRs also mention that we can sue them. But again, what are you going to get? But the tax sales do wipe it out, so it's going to be very important that we watch tax sales from now on.
Yeah.
And if the property is worth the taxes, then we have to decide whether we want to purchase it from the tax, or if we want to foreclose prior to the tax sale. But that's what we have to do. We have to foreclose before there's a tax sale. If we foreclose, we owe the taxes. Because when you foreclose, you're taking the tax lien with it. It doesn't wipe out. Yeah, we don't get to wipe out the county's tax lien.
You buy it, you don't have a tax lien. money, but if you...
So, like I said, it's just, we have no protection.
They just, no. The HOAs.
Yeah. We don't have any protection. So we're going to have to start deciding what we're going to do. I mean, we're putting all this money into liens every year, and we collect whenever the property's sold. We have been collecting on those. In fact, we've got another demand letter for another property that's being sold, but it doesn't have anything owed against it, so we don't get anything.
Yeah.
But most of these people are just abandoning them, and there's no reason to file another lien on them, that's for sure. But we need to decide whether or not to foreclose, but then we have to pay the taxes.
Well, I thought the liens, if we already made a lien on them, the lien stays.
Only if there's a mortgage on it already, our lien is worthless.
I'm not saying our liens don't get anything.
A tax sale wipes out the liens.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the other thing we could start doing is we can start going to small claims court, but that's time intensive. And who's got the time to do that?
Time intensive, and it's expensive.
Well, it's no more expensive than the liens, but it's very time intensive. And how do you collect? That's okay. Even more time intensive.
Yeah, they couldn't.
They don't have. They say they don't have the money. They're not going to get paid.
Right.
Mm.
And everybody looks at us as the big bad HOA, so that, you know, we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose.
Everybody's going to start blaming the virus, so...
Yeah. The one thing that we could do is to try and work with the county on a lot-by-lot basis and see if they'll negotiate the taxes that are owed. Maybe they'll take just the taxes and waive all the assessments for us if we take them over, because then they know we're going to be paying the taxes. But then every year we have to pay the taxes on it until we can sell the property.
Oh boy.
But it is possible that we could negotiate with the county.
So it's a lose-lose deal no matter which way you go.
But it is possible that we could negotiate with the county to get rid of some of the back taxes on them. Because they know that they'll start collecting taxes again, and then we could try and market the properties. Definitely. But we would need to do that on a case by case, because most of these properties are worthless.
That's right. Yeah, we'd have.
That's why the people have walked away.
Mm-hmm. A good majority of them were bought for investment and without, you know, sight unseen.
Now the only good part of this is CalBest realizes, and they're, you know, that they now owe the assessments current. So, and they bought this property back in at the beginning of 2019, so they actually owe 2019's assessment. So we need to bill them for 2019's assessment and let them know that we've researched this and they are correct. The tax lien is, or the assessment lien is gone. And I think as a good faith effort, because they weren't notified before the bill was due, that we should probably waive the late charges for the 2019, and then here in a few months they're going to owe the 2020.
Yeah.
So.
So
2019 is when they bought it, so it'll be the 2020 assessment, and then it'll be the 2021 coming up.
Right.
But at least they, you know, they said that they're more than willing to pay it, whatever, you know, their portion is. And we don't prorate, so they bought it, though, before the November deadline. So they would owe what they would have owed in November. But they bought it clear back in, I think it was April. So we could actually go back and prorate the dues and make them pay some of the prior year. But we've never done that to anybody, so I wouldn't recommend we start that precedent. Because then we'd be prorating every time there's a property sold.
Every time, yeah.
We'd have to prorate
everybody. You can do it every time. Can't do it just once.
Right.
Yeah.
So whenever there was a transfer out here, we'd have to go back and prorate and give a refund to the old property owner and charge the new one. And
that could get just really difficult.
It'd create a lot of paperwork for us.
Yeah.
But... So that's what my recommendation is that we send them a letter thanking them for pointing this out, and that we agree that they do not owe the back assessments, and that here is the bill for the
current.
For last year's assessment that was unpaid, and that we waived that as a courtesy, because they weren't notified, we waived the penalties and interest. And I think that would have them on our good side.
Yeah.
Which means that hopefully they'll pass along all our information if they ever manage to sell the properties, so that the new owner will pay without us having to hunt for them.
Yeah.
This is going to be confusing, though.
No, it's actually not confusing. It's just we lose out on the liens.
Yeah.
So the money we spent for those liens, it was a waste.
It'll be handled. So there's no sense to file against them every year.
No. Oh, no. We have already quit doing that. But it means that we have to choose which ones we're filing on, which we've been doing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, this brings up the question, what do we want to do about the ones that we just put on? I think that one of the things that we're going to have to start doing is whenever anybody gets behind, we need to start the foreclosure fairly quickly, or we're going to end up losing the liens, because if they don't pay their taxes, the taxes build up, it's not worth it for us to pay them, and we lose everything.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to find out about paying their taxes before we...
But at the same time, we're going to have to find a company that's going to help us with these foreclosures, because it's
going to be near impossible.
And it's very difficult for us to do them.
But they don't like little people.
Well, it's not so much that. They don't want the liability because there's a lot of technicalities to doing these foreclosures.
There's as many technicalities as there are legal.
In fact, there's even a question right now, could we even foreclose? Because there's a moratorium on foreclosures. Does it apply to HOA foreclosures for liens?
Why did they ever start this in the first place?
I mean, there's a moratorium on foreclosures right now.
Wow.
But I don't know what all it includes.
Yeah. Well, they even have it with the DMV. They're closed. Mm-hmm. My son says, what am I supposed to do? I owe my. I said, go online and pay it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got, I think his license is due in July, and he says, what am I going to do then?
They're still sending them out, because I just got mine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mine's in December.
Yes, that's the one for the truck.
I think, well, he's...
You just can't go to the office.
Well, he's and Jimmy's is different in that he's got his license with for FedEx, so he's got to take DHS or, I don't know, some kind of test. And I don't know. He gets these things on his license that get an additional stuff that he can deliver, different items that FedEx delivers.
Yeah.
You know, like medications. You know, they have to have a special.
Right.
It's more money for the DMV is what it amounts to.
It's more of a headache.
It's exactly.
Yeah. No, my technically.
And it's a headache for the company, because they're the ones that have to keep track to make sure their drivers.
My CDL is actually invalid right now too, because I didn't go down and do my physical, because that's when the pandemic started. So I haven't been in to do my physical, so mine's invalid. Oh well. I figured it doesn't matter anyway. We caught the guy back up here in Montclair the other night, or early morning. And I followed him to the gate and called the sheriff. Sheriff came out. No driver's license. Okay, well, we'll see you later. Let him drive off. So it doesn't. California, you don't have to have any of this stuff unless you have property and stuff that they can take. Then you get penalized.
Yeah.
But if you've got nothing, then you know you don't have to comply with these rules.
No, yeah. That's so unfair.
Look at San Francisco. They're the drug addicts. They're drugs. Everything. They're booze. Everything.
Is there anything we want to do on these foreclosures right now? Is that what we want to do with the CalBest? Is just to
I'll make a motion that we just write the letter and not charge them any late fee or interest for that year.
And that's just the one.
And thank them for putting it out. Wow.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Do we want to do anything else on assessments, or do we want to try and come up with a list or something for next meeting and start working on them case by case and decide what we're going to do with them for the future?
I think that's a good idea.
Kind of divide them up on which ones. So I can go back and research the taxes on each one of them again, and we can... Maybe we'll have to do a field trip and we'll go out and look at each lot.
Look at each lot.
Yeah.
The
side. That's a good idea. That really is.
Because some of these are the side of cliffs.
Yeah. That's why.
Like lot 30. It's a cliff, a creek, and a cliff.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing they were able to, you know, divide it up like that, really.
Well, they do have a building pad on it, but you couldn't build anything very big on it.
There are some you couldn't build anything on.
Yeah.
Because when we were looking, we looked at some of the lots that they had listed. There's no way. Oh, unless you're a millionaire and you want to.
Yeah, no, I know. I went with my husband when he was on the board, and he was like, "This is." I said, "Who are him?" I said, "You know, that's the problem when people buy sight unseen."
Well, they only buy it for investment, and because they got to put their money somewhere. They have too much.
But don't they research? I mean, water is a big problem. I mean,
no, they don't, because all they want to do is have it.
And back then, it was all about land speculation, because property was just going up and up and up.
For a while, the land was, you could sell anything.
Yep. Okay. Update on new association phone number and answering service. I've covered part of that with our financials. We own the phone number, 825-4-MVA. It is set up with the answering service that... when anybody calls, we'll ask them to leave a message. It'll ask them to select whether they want the treasurer or the secretary, and then it'll ask them for a message, and then that message gets emailed to the treasurer and secretary emails.
I think I sent you an email about my dog reaction.
Yeah. This is a test.
She's barking like crazy, looking everywhere.
Well, I came on my regular computer, and I finally—I hadn't until just recently—pushed a button on or clicked on that, and it just read me what they said. I didn't hear any voice. It happened to have been you.
Now, what we can do as well, you can make phone calls from that 825 number. You have to install an app on your cell phone. And from that app, you click on the app, and then it'll bring up a keypad like a phone, and you can dial, and it actually uses voice over internet from your phone over your data connection to their office, where it goes out on our phone line.
Oh, right.
So that way you don't have to make phone calls from, you know, you'll be using your cell phone, but it's not from your cell phone number. They see the 825.
Then they wouldn't see your cell phone number.
So Joe,
that's a good idea.
Do you know how to put an app on it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
And if you download their app, the Unitel Voice app, then I think I emailed you the link to their website. You go in and put in the password and everything, and there's a little one of those codes that comes up, and you just take a picture of it with your phone, and it installs everything into the app. You don't have to put the passwords or anything in. So it does it all for you. I was amazed at how simple it was, because I set mine up and to try it.
Yeah.
And it does. It works pretty well. Yeah.
Can you give me that number again, please?
825-4-MVA. Which is what, 682?
Yeah, I
don't want to.
682.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I figured that one was easy for people to remember. 4-MVA.
Another show on a bitch.
Yeah.
What's the numbers?
Why did the 800 number? And we could have done an 800 number for the same price, but...
They're not going to like the MVA. I like it, but they have to figure out what the M and the A, V and the A is.
Yeah, you can stick it underneath, too, the numbers. A lot of people do. They'll have the MVA, and then right underneath it, they'll have the four digits of underneath it.
Okay, so if there's no questions on that, then that'll get us to update on road repairs and equipment purchases. I think everybody's aware I haven't bought a grader yet.
Yeah.
I keep looking. The prices haven't dropped yet. I've been expecting them to with all the pandemic stuff and all these companies that aren't working. I've been expecting prices to start dropping, but they haven't yet.
They're trying to finally get as much as
they
can.
I think we need a tractor more than we need a grader. A grader you can just grade. A tractor you can do a lot more with. It might take a little longer to grade, but you can do a lot more with it. You can buy the bushwhacker, you can buy the auger, you know, as we go.
It all depends on the tractor. If you get a tractor that's big enough and heavy enough to do much with the roads, it probably isn't going to have the PTO on the back. But I can look into that and see what we can find. I've been thinking along the same lines. There's three tractors coming up at the auction next Saturday, but I haven't had a chance to look and see what they actually are.
But you can push snow, it just seems like you can do more with a tractor than you can with a grader. A grader, you just do grades.
Well, what's our job?
Well, we'll do grading twice a year, maybe, or maybe three times. But then, what if you need to push something or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a tractor, so I, but I don't.
Which is more expensive?
The grader.
Oh, it is?
The grader is more expensive, although tractors.
Is it that much more, oh, if you look at it this way, if, yeah, the grader is more expensive, but if you bought the tractor and you got something that uses, the combination, is that the same price, or is that come out a little less?
No, the tractor's cheaper. The problem is tractors go for a premium, though, because everybody wants a tractor.
Right. And you can do more with them.
So it's a trade-off. But I've been thinking along the same lines because, you know, to get a compliant tractor, we're still going to probably spend close to $50,000 to get one that's going to last any length of time.
Yeah, they keep raising that
profit. Well, like I said,
we have to.
Everybody wants tractors, so they aren't going to drop. I can look and see what's coming up at the auction, but.
Well, maybe you have to put it on a whatever comes up first basis.
And the last time, it's been a couple of weeks since I looked for graders, but when I did, there wasn't anything within 1,000 miles of here for sale that was in anywhere near our price range. So I did bid on a couple of graders at the at an auction last month, but we were way under. I bid 48 on the one grader, and it ended up going for 75, which was still a good price, but it went for 75.
Well, they've been making it so darn impossible.
We've got to do something.
Yep.
We're not doing our job.
We know that.
And the other
3 years since the roads were done.
Now we know.
We have to hire somebody. Appaloosa.
And that's the other option.
Who screwed Appaloosa up? Have you been up Appaloosa lately?
No.
Oh my God! I can't even use it anymore. I mean, it looks like a great big huge dually came through and just screwed it up. And then stable is really bad.
And yeah, that's the other option, is we can go ahead and hire somebody to do it.
But if we hire somebody to do it, it'll wipe out the savings that we put away for the grader. And let's start all over again.
Yeah,
we're
going to have people that's not going to pay their assessments because they're...
No, I understand where you're coming from. I understand that. I know.
I'm not doing that now.
But at the same time, we are doing our job. We just haven't graded the roads.
Yeah.
But we've repaired one road crossing. We've completely replaced another.
Right. People don't care about what we've done. It's done, especially if it doesn't help them out.
Yeah.
If it's not around where they are or where they travel,
and plus,
they don't
care. This is almost the middle of May.
But you also have to remember we got people.
And we have the cleanup from the storm.
We have people complaining about the pavement too.
Yeah.
So you know which one do you want to focus on? Because we can't do it all.
The dirt roads. I live on the dirt road.
Well we all do.
But
well,
like I said, everybody thinks about themselves too, because we've got people that don't live on the dirt road. They're going to complain about the pavement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there is.
And I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong here. I'm just pointing out everybody's going to have their own complaints because everybody sees their part of it.
Somebody put something in the. I don't know what they put in there, but something was put in the hole in pasture that was pretty big, pretty deep.
So
I mean, I drive around and I look at them, and yeah, I agree, they're terrible.
Pasture's a pain. Not one hill there.
So now we have to decide
to get stuff.
How we want to spend the people's money and what we're going to get for it. I mean, I've got no qualms about having somebody come out here and grade the roads, but it's going to be expensive, and once it's done, the money's gone.
And we can't do it again. It'll be another 3 years before we get enough money to do it again.
I understand, but what's the solution?
No, I know where you're coming from, John, and I agree with you. I want my road done too.
I think we're going to spend $20,000 to $30,000
to grade the roads. You know what? I don't know how we could do it. Why don't we put it up for the people? This is what we can do. Now, what do you want?
We can do
it. You can either have it this way, where you're going to get a road done, but then you're not going to have it done for another couple of years, or we get.
Well, you know, and the one thing that might be good about that is it makes them feel like they had input.
That's right.
Because right now we direct everything, and people think that that dumb board.
Yeah, you know, right.
So if we at least poll.
Get a poll going as far as
that dumb board.
Yeah.
At least if we poll the people, we can say, here's what the majority wants, and this is what we get.
And this way we can explain to them the reason why it hasn't been done. We were trying to get a grader so that we could do it on a year, even a couple of times a year if we wanted to.
Yeah, 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, we could even do it 4 times a year. if we had the own owner or grader. If we have to have to hire somebody, it's once and that's it.
That's it. And you gotta pick the right time. Plus, you gotta rent the grader, you gotta have to have water.
And then, like, suppose we said, oh, it's a nice flood, the ninth one is going to be like, then all of a sudden a freak storm comes up, then it's all ruined all over again.
And then with a grader, a grader is also a fairly good snowplow.
Yeah.
Where a tractor is not.
Yeah.
Because a tractor pushes it all up in front, and a grader pushes it to the side. But again, we still have to figure out what we're going to do because we've collected a fair amount of money, but now what do we do with it? And if we spend it all, my fear is that we'll spend $20,000 or $30,000 this year grading roads, so next year we have almost nothing to grade roads again.
That's right.
We're back to the same one, except that we've got money coming in next year, but then...
But we won't have, we still have all the regular bills.
That's if everybody pays.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I like the idea of polling,
and we should
explain the situation. This is why your roads haven't been done, and we have two options. If we do this option, that's the only option we're going to have, and it'll be another 2-3 years before we can get the money together again to do it again, because it's very expensive.
Because it's going up faster than your payments are.
Or you can,
and also, not everybody is paying their shit.
Not everybody pays it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
We do need to put a newsletter out anyway, so doing a poll right now would kind of fit with everything. So it may not be a bad way of doing it. And
then when they come back and they say what they want.
And do we poll the ones that haven't paid that probably will never pay? Do we let them have an
input? I don't think they'll answer anyway.
They won't answer anyway.
I think, to be fair,
you don't want
to have to.
And it's not an election. This is a poll.
That's right.
So it doesn't have any. In fact, we can, even when the poll comes back, we don't have to use it to make a decision.
Yeah. That's right.
But it's guidance for us. So I think everybody's input is important.
And to me, it'll let them know that we are thinking about it and we are trying to plan it, but we don't really know.
Every time we plan it, something comes up. The price goes up. But also, the ones that aren't paying may see why we haven't done it, and maybe they'll pay.
Maybe.
No. I don't think so. I think we're going to have to start putting some teeth in our foreclosures. We're going to have to foreclose on some of these newer ones that haven't paid. Basically, anything with that has a livable structure, we're going to have to foreclose on.
Yeah.
Or start the foreclosure so they pay. And then that word will get around, because they're going to have to pay for all the penalties and costs as well.
That's
so they're
right.
It's going to get more expensive real fast. But
I know. My road finally is passable because I drive up and down to get rid of the ruts. But it's really hard, just like yours and whoever's, you know. They're difficult.
And this winter was very hard on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Both pavement and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The pavement is
terrible. And I don't know, it's getting to the point where we're not going to be able to do a whole lot with it. But we'll have to do what we can.
Well, I got to say, it just cracks me up because I've been purging again. And I went through, I was reading your letter to run for election.
Yep.
The enclosed pictures of the road.
Yeah. I know. And we're just as bad because it's an impossibility.
We are, yeah.
It is an impossibility.
Mm-hmm. It's something that we try and try and try.
And again, I'm not opposed to having somebody come in and grade the roads, because the problem that I'm seeing, we haven't got to it yet, but did we have anybody apply to do anything? I didn't.
Well, I explained, Marcus wants it, and I explained why he didn't.
Right. And I've tried to tell him to apply anyway. But that's the thing that I foresee, is even if we have a grader, are we going to be able to get anybody to get out here and run it? I did find out, because I wasn't aware, but Mountain Meadows, CSD, over off of Highline, they got rid of their equipment because it wasn't legal. So they finally got rid of most of their equipment after they got rid of the prior mismanagement and got new people in there. But this last time for their road maintenance, they rented a grader and they hired Mike Bigley to operate the grader. That's how they got their roads graded. Rather than having people, you know, trying to get volunteers out of their community to do it like they used to, they just hired.
Do you know how much that cost for them?
No, I don't, but I can tell you a grader is probably close to $5,000-$6,000 a week to rent. Which is why you have to pretty much have somebody hired to use a rented grader, because you've got to do it right now.
You've got to do it then. You can't
do it when you have time. Because the grader costs too much. Plus, you got the move in and move out for a grader, which is expensive.
Yeah.
Because it has to be brought in on a tractor trailer.
Okay.
So it's expensive to rent one.
Again, the transportation's hard.
I mean, that's one of the things that keeps me from looking at some of these graders that are very far away, because the transportation cost. If we buy a grader out of state to have it brought here, we'd have to pay to truck it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's become a big monster, because it wasn't this hard years ago, but it's really gotten hard.
Because they ran all the contractors out of business.
Right.
With all the rules on the
air quality. And they made all these new rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Made it really impossible.
It has.
Just damned if we do and damned if we don't.
The other thing that everybody needs to be aware of when we go to grade the roads is that some of the roads, especially Hackamore, at both ends, need a lot of base brought in, because everything's been washed off. It's down to nothing but rock, and you can't grade rock.
No.
Whether it's a tractor or a grader, you can't grade rock. The only way to fix those roads is to put material on them.
Sunview too.
Yeah. And the only way to put material on them is to haul it in by truck, which is expensive. Then you got to water it, and then you got to roll it. Otherwise, as soon as it rains, it's going to all wash off again, unless you pack it down. Even then, it's going to wash off, but it's going to last longer. So that's going to be the very, very expensive part of this. And it's, even with the savings we've got now, we couldn't hardly do anything with those sections of road.
So we need to add any suggestions on the bottom of that questionnaire.
I mean, really, the only good suggestion for those sections, those are the ones we need to spend the money and pave. But again, if we spend the money to grade, we can't spend money to pave. It's a real quandary. You know, we can't do any permanent repairs if we're going to grade roads.
Jeez.
Maybe a tractor is a better way. We can groom the lower roads with a tractor. You aren't grading them, but you can groom them.
Well, we can continue
to save and work towards paving the worst places.
Yeah.
You know, the concrete for the water crossings and pavement for the worst hills. And maybe that's a better solution.
I think we've got the water crossings. Well,
most of them.
Most of them are done.
We still have some to do, but they're small. But I mean, a tractor can groom the roads, so at least people can see something's being done.
Yeah.
It's not the same as grading, but they can smoothed out.
Yeah.
So that's a viable option too.
I think they'd even be happy with that.
I think they'd be a lot happier than they are with what we've got now.
Yeah. I'm not sure that everybody would understand the difference between grading and grooming.
They don't.
They don't care.
As long as it's not washed.
Oh, that's terrible. You smooth it out with a tractor. Oh, gosh, the road. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it may be that we're better off doing that, and it's probably something easier for us to get a volunteer to be involved.
I was going to say, I think there's a lot more people in here that do tractors and would understand how to do tractors.
So maybe that's something we should look at. Like I said, I don't know what these tractors at the next auction are going to go for. I don't know what they are yet, but one of them did say in the ad that it was a 2007, so it would be compliant. So it's just a matter of what they end up going for. And I don't know if they're tractors made for working dirt. They're not implement type tractors, right. So I doubt seriously that they would have PTO takeoffs for doing other things like a brush hog. Yeah. That's an implement tractor, like a farm tractor.
Yeah.
And those aren't heavy enough to do the dirt work. That's why these little tractors just bounce around.
Yeah. Bill has said many a time that if the association would buy the bushwhacker, he'd do the bushwhacking. The only thing is, I don't think we can do that with a private party.
Well, the thing about it, if we had a tractor that with a Gannon on the back to scrape, well, we can scrape the weeds too. Just as easy.
Yeah, just have to have a gun.
Yeah. So, I mean, brush hog's nice because it doesn't, you don't have all that brush to get rid of. It cuts it up, but... Well, do we want to, I guess the question would be, how much are we willing to spend for a tractor? I mean, we'd already talked about up to $50,000 for a grader. And I can bid on these and see if we can get anywhere, and if we can get something like that. I have to keep in mind that we've got to pay transportation on it because it's going to be too big to get up here with anything other than a truck, so we have to have it hauled here. If we want to do something like that, or if we want to do a poll first and wait and see what the poll results are.
That'll put us back
in. Should we buy postcards to put into the newsletter?
Probably. That's a good idea.
Because a lot of people don't bother with email.
To send the poll back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
I think that's an excellent, because all they have to do is just check it out and throw out the mail.
Right.
The other way, if they have any more work to do, they won't bother. They'll just throw it out.
Yeah, that's
You're
a
right.
good idea.
That's a great idea, Joan.
Yeah, we can do that. See if we can come up with a poll to go with the newsletter. If we're going to put a postcard in with it, then the newsletter pretty much has to be mailed anyway. We have to put it in an envelope, so it won't affect anything.
No.
Make the postcard fit the envelope.
Well, the postcards are...
They're little.
Yeah.
Some postcards, you can get them, they can fit in a...
If we can get pre-stamped ones.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you get the postcards at the post office with the prepaid, we might stand a chance of getting more back.
Yeah.
That's what I... Yeah.
Well, probably... because we're going to have to want to print the stuff on them, you know, what the replies are going to be. So it's probably easier to print them on cardstock and just cut them into postcards.
Sounds like work to me.
Then you got
to but how else are you going
to? It's not that much work.
And all I did was I took one of the bigger labels, typed that on, and then just peeled the label and stuck it on the cards. And I got quite a few cards.
But you can only make a few things on that. Well, I mean, we can do it either way, but I'm just saying, it's not that hard to put
I don't mind cutting, but...
it's not hard to put it on cardstock and then cut it.
No, it's not a problem. If we're real lazy, we can take
it. We just have to get a roll of postcard stamps and then stamp them all.
Well, I'll do that. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I can do some of that, too.
Yeah.
Because I can print on, light cardstock without any problem.
Last time, but every time we get together and do all that fun
stuff. I got a paper cutter.
I have one that I'll never use. I have one that I'll never use. My husband used to use it. I don't use it.
Yeah, I have a paper cutter.
I used to use it for some of my real estate stuff. I'm not in there. So I have a nice paper cutter.
Well, that'd be perfect. Yeah. Paper cut it and we just run off.
So we'll do a poll on the road repairs. In the interim, do we want to keep looking for a tractor or something?
I think we should.
Yeah, because if one comes up, we don't want to...
No, I'm thinking along the lines that it may be a good thing for us to spend, what we need to get a tractor, just so that we can groom the roads yet this year.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And then we can move forward with whatever the poll comes back telling us where they want us to concentrate our efforts. Because
that's right.
What do people really want us to do with this asphalt?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to set a limit so that I can buy one if I win a bid at the auction?
Well, we've got a limit set already for the other, so get as low as you can and within that range.
I'm pretty sure that if we are up to $50,000, I'm sure we can get a tractor. What I will do though too is I'll check again and see if the rental companies have anything. Usually, when I've looked before, when it comes to a tractor with a Gannon on the back, they usually don't have any for sale because they're bought up as fast as they get ready to resell them. The contractors that rent them usually buy them fairly quickly. But I'll look maybe nowadays with the changes in the economy.
Being able to get out and work.
There might be some, because that's a good way to buy one, because you get a rental that's been at least maintained somewhat and repaired. And we can go look at it. You're not buying it sight unseen. even though the backhoe I pretty much bought sight unseen when I bought it because they were hard to come by. But I'll see what else we can come up with within that dollar amount and see what we can find. Because I think at least we could groom the roads this year and make people
happy.
That
would be really good.
While we wait for our poll results and we can see where they want us to concentrate going forward. And come August, which isn't very far away now, we'll have the assessments start coming in again for next year. Which means maybe next year we could actually get some base and start putting on these roads.
Yeah. If we can get them, if we can get the tractor and get the roads smooth, then we can concentrate on base. But right now, the roads are really bad.
Yeah, they need to be done. There's no question. All right.
I don't want to get off roads yet.
Okay.
Bill called me this morning, and he's wanting to know. Well, he was talking about the slash, and I told him that my truck is supposed to be fixed now. I just got it back again. And so I'm ready any time. And he says, well, maybe we're not supposed to go out, or maybe the people who are in charge of everything, are we allowed to go out and do grooming and stuff?
We can. The only thing that I will, we have to be cautious and follow the CDC guidance.
Well, we can stay 6 feet away, one person cut, 6 feet, and throw the rock over here.
And you're going to have to wear masks whenever you're around anybody else, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
As long as we follow the CDC guidance, we can continue to do things.
I'm ready. I've been ready to pick up the slack.
We haven't got anything from our insurance company, from workers' comp, telling us anything different. So we're still, you know, as long as we follow CDC guidance, we're okay. We're also an essential service, so the shutdowns and stuff don't apply to us. But even if they don't apply, the CDC guidance does.
Yeah.
So you still have to follow that. Other than that, though, that is our, it's a liability issue for the association, because if somebody does get sick and they claim it's from us, they can sue. But they can sue anyway, so.
That's right.
I don't know how they're going to get sick in the fresh.
They can sue and claim that we didn't do enough to keep people out of the canyon. So.
Really, you're not allowed to do that.
I don't believe in barring trouble. I don't see any. I don't worry about lawsuits or any of that crap. I mean,
yeah.
All that does is, we can't do this because we might get sued.
You know.
I want to get that.
No, it's not so much that we can't. We have to just do our due diligence and do everything we can to mitigate. As long as you show that you're mitigating,
that's right.
Then you're okay.
Thought about it.
Okay, and if when we get this slashed, are we taking it to the dump, or do you want it over here for the shredder?
Well, I can actually bring, you know, when we decide who's available and when, I can bring the chipper down off the mountain, and we can take it wherever we're working,
well,
and we can chip it.
It's a good-sized firewood.
Well, we'll keep it as firewood,
yeah.
Because we'll need to, and we'll stock it somewhere so people who then need it can.
But
actually,
all the trimmings and stuff can go right through the chipper right where we're at.
Yeah.
They don't, and that way we don't have to haul anything.
Yeah, but it's on the road and.
It's just wood chips.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay with me.
It doesn't hurt anything.
No.
I cleared a couple spots
but
on the road. It's on the ground. It's not a hazard.
Okay, is it?
If you got it in a pile, it's a hazard. On the ground, it won't burn.
It's spread.
Just like brush, once you cut it and it's laying on the ground, it'll smolder, but it won't burn. Because it doesn't have the air getting to it from underneath.
Well, the slash we've got out there right now is sure looks like me, like it'd go up real quick.
Yeah.
So up on the road, up to the well site up there, I trimmed a bunch of the trees that were overgrown so that we could get the equipment up there. And we just chipped it right there in the middle of the road, and it sprayed all over the road. You can't even tell now.
I'm sure we're going to have a lot of complaints for noise, but we'll get it.
It is noisy.
I know the noise.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah. Who cares?
But it's in the middle of the daytime, so
yeah.
It's noisy when they trim trees in the city, too.
That's right.
I do want to get it started.
But I can bring the chipper
down the road. I see it and I want to pick it up, but I don't want to throw it in the back of my truck and just let it sit.
Some of them can't pick it up. I mean, some of them are big.
No, I've got my saw. I've got two saws that I can use. And
so I can bring it down and we can chip it right where it's at, and it saves a lot of work. It's a lot of work chipping it, but it saves a lot of work loading and unloading.
Well,
as long as you do it right where it's at. If you have to move it, it's not worth chipping. You might as well just take it to the dump. But if you're if you do it right where it's at, it's not that much. Yeah. It's easier.
Okay, well, I gotta tell Bill to get his truth. He's trying to get people. He doesn't want to have Travis because Travis comes out of Lancaster, and he's back and forth in a closed environment. Because of the virus. And but he was thinking about, we were talking about this morning, and Marcus and Bill and myself and Don Rooney and anybody else that wants to do it that doesn't go out of a canyon much. You know, we just don't want people that are
John's gone. John's retired.
And oh yeah, John would be great. Yeah. No, I want John.
And Liam, isn't it?
John and Liam. Yeah.
So yeah, if they can arrange it, I'll bring it down. We'll ship the stuff right where it's at.
Fire season is.
It's around the corner.
It's right here already.
Well, actually, yeah.
And this brush is terrible this year.
You're not kidding.
I've had three guys for 3 days straight cutting weeds here, and you still can't hardly tell.
Can't tell.
Oh, I've been busting my butt at my place.
Me too.
You've been weeding really where?
Exactly.
I was so mad I weeded in my little park area that I hang my hammock in. And I went for a weekend without doing it, and I came back, and they're all there.
I swear they grow overnight. For every week I pull, there's two more the next month.
Yeah,
and I hadn't even got to the backyard yet.
Okay, next issue.
Okay, the drums that you have back there, is that stuff in there still good, and how do we get it out?
They stopped the other day, and I was telling them the easiest thing is to just screw a valve on there and lay the drum on its side, and then you just open it up into a bucket or whatever.
Okay, and is the asphalt that we have back here,
is that to fill holes in the asphalt?
Yes.
Used basically to wipe or to coat the inside of the hole before you put the asphalt in. So it kind of glues it together.
Yeah. And is the asphalt we have, is it still good?
Don't know until we try it. It's dried out, but
can you shovel it or?
I haven't. Oh yeah, and I haven't gone underneath of it to see what it looks like yet because I didn't want to expose it and have it dry out if it is still wet.
Okay.
So.
But he wanted to know anyway.
Yeah, but even if it's not, we can make it okay.
Okay, and then the stop signs. He wanted to know if we had picked up any stop signs. Have you got the square poles?
And the answer to that is no. I was going to order them the other day, and I forgot about it again. So I will get those ordered because we need. It's time to start doing them. So I'll order the stop signs and the poles before the day's out.
Okay, and we're not going to put we're not going to put stop signs at everybody's street.
Nope.
But I think we need to put the ones that on the streets that come out. The ones that come out on Sand Canyon.
I think what we should
do. That's how you do a California stop.
I know. I'm always doing it. I do a New York stop.
I think to start with, let's get 10 stop signs and 10 poles. Let's get 10 of each, and then
we'll decide where to put
them. We'll go around and see where it looks like the intersections are hazardous, and we can write up a little explanation of why we're doing this particular one, and then we'll do it.
We need them on Halter, Appaloosa. I don't know if we need it on both ends of Appaloosa. Do you think there's enough traffic up on Stable to put it on the other side of?
I think Appaloosa and Stable would be, because that's. Lately, we've been getting a lot of traffic up Stable.
A lot of bad people going up there. So Appaloosa and Stable, and then on the corner at the on Halter and Appaloosa, not Appaloosa, Halter and Stable,
right.
And then the one at the bottom is Stable. And I eventually need to put one on Paint Way on either side. But both of us, all of us that live on that street, know to stop. So those are not necessary. Right now. So I kind of know where they need to go. I've been up there, and I don't think there's any place that more that needs them on the other side, like on Pasture and Sunview. And
well, the biggest thing is before we put them in, we need to just put it down on paper why we're putting them there. That way somebody doesn't say come along later and say, it's well, you only put them on the intersections that the board members live on.
Oh, God.
We just put, and that's all it needs to be is a quick little paragraph. This is why we've decided that there's a stop sign here.
Well, already I know I'm not putting it on my street because I already had hassles when I cleaned my street. I had hired Bill to clean my street once, and we had a bad rain, and I got mine cleaned up, paying for it myself. And people said, yeah, because you're on the board. You got yours done already. Never again.
I know.
Okay, and we'll need to get, we'll need to pick up cement and figure out how to carry water. We used to carry water. Carl used to have a big bucket, a big drum. We carried the water in and had a hose. I've got to figure out, get another drum.
Yeah.
Oh, I know somebody's got a lot of drums. Do you still have those drums?
I think so.
Can we get one empty?
Yeah, I can get them all.
I don't want them all.
I know.
Okay, the last issue is this. Stupid for sale sign, billboard.
Yeah.
She completely ignored the letter I sent back, I think in February or March. And it looks like shit. I mean, you can't
see it,
you can't read it, and it's kinwaddle.
Mm-hmm. We tried to loosen it so we could pull it out, and I couldn't. Neither one of us together, we couldn't get it loose enough. Maybe put a chain on it and pull it down.
And drag it out, yeah.
I'll take my saw.
I mean, if they've left it there for so long,
I think that would just be more trouble than it's worth. We probably could, but I think we'd be better off just removing it. And
If they're going to do that,
when we get the road crew together, that can be one of our stops.
In fact, we can run it through the chipper.
I can do that anytime. I've got my saws going, and
we can just run it through the chipper. We don't know what happened to your sign.
There you go. That's a good idea.
I want to collect. If I take it down, I want the 4x4s because I use those. But at least I'll stock them.
Yeah, I think while we're out there, we can pull it down.
That won't be a problem.
Jeannie actually called her personally.
I'll try to get to that today.
She goes, "Oh yeah, I'll take care of it."
Right.
She never did. Then I sent the letter, the follow-up, with our sign policy.
I bet she'll notice
I'll
that
take my saws off and cut the bottom of them. And just, if we can't get it out of the ground, I'll just cut them down.
She probably hasn't even been out here.
I doubt she's even. She probably has never been up here.
That's right.
She sent a crew out to put
the They sent a crew out.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's still for sale. And it's the guy up in, he lives in Yosemite.
Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody could read it.
Right.
You know, if they did want to buy that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculously big. It was just to have her face out there.
Oh, I still have all those signs that we took down. And Randy and I were talking about the back of our billboard. We can use magnets. Use those signs. Spray them, you know, again, and use those. Use magnets instead of tacks because obviously it's not working. Everything's a mess.
And if we paint the steel, then those signs that'll last a lot longer than cork will.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we've got a lot of signs, so
you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah. And I've got scraps of the magnet material from doing the logos. I've got scraps of that stuff. We can just cut the scraps up and stick them up there for people to use.
Yeah,
just makes more sense.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And I'll put the real estate signs to good use.
And I get them spray painted so nobody will know we do it. And then I have that one that we want to use for any information that we want to stick out.
We have so many.
Yeah. Well, we might want to, with somebody get a library going and put it out here. But, or if they get one, maybe they'd like to have one of those signs to.
Well, I can't remember. She said that he was thinking about attaching it to the back of the sign, but I guess it's too heavy for the actual sign.
But anyway, that's a good idea. I think that's. He just wanted to make sure we could get water and cement. I think we used a sack for each. We went down like 18 inches, and we used a sack of cement for each hole. That seems like a lot. It seems like it should be half a sack for each.
No, it's a sack.
Is it?
At least.
I know I did that, but I don't remember.
Yeah, at least a sack.
So we'll have to get 10 sacks of cement.
Okay. Make a list again. I know you've done it before, of where we're going to put some of these.
The signs?
Yeah, because we need to look if we're anywhere near any utilities, we need to call them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very possible.
And right now, most of the places that, like Edison and that, they're not real responsive to, because they're blaming the virus.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not real good about getting out and marking them like they're supposed to. So it takes a while. So we have to plan ahead.
I'll get Bill.
He'll send a drone now, right?
I'll get Bill to go out and we'll mark down where we're going to put them. And I have some spray paint and I'll put an X and then we can call 811.
Call USA and have them do it. Yep. Okay. Well, anything else on roads?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the next thing is discussion and possible action to rescind the rate increase for next year. What do we want to do?
One half of me says yes, and the other half of me says, well, it has to go up anyway.
The way I look at it is we're way behind on rate increases.
Yeah, we are.
They weren't raised often enough as it was. But
we start taking it up, and then they don't want to pay for the following year.
The other side, though, is with the pandemic, a lot of people aren't going to be able to pay. But I don't think they're going to be able to pay whether we raise it or don't
raise
it. I think it's the same. If they can pay it, they can pay it. If they can't,
well, we already have it. We already have it set up so they can pay it in increments.
And has anybody paid in increments?
Nobody's paid. Period. Oh, we get those things in. They come in on the computer, but I have no idea who.
No, nobody's even asked about paying an increment, even though we told them they could. Because they have to prepay, because it has to be paid by November.
Right.
But I don't, when those notices come in, I don't know who paid them.
But we can. Yeah, you do.
Awesome. No, I don't.
Yes, you
tell
do.
Me what I know, but I don't know. I just don't know I know it.
You know exactly. You just don't know you know it. When it goes into QuickBooks, it puts it to the right person.
Because I have no idea.
You can see
no
who's
number,
going
no
to.
Name, no
that, that's just because it's just notifying you that a payment's been made. They're not giving you details. When you go into QuickBooks, it'll give you the details.
And the way I figure it is, when a statement comes in, I know I've got to add that money.
That's something, though, that we can think about when we send out the bills in August, is to make sure we put on there, if you can't pay the whole thing, we will take partial payment. And if we get it by all of it by November, there's no late fees or anything, but, you know, pay what you can pay. And maybe that'll help some people that they can break it up into two or three. I mean, that's why we're notifying them early. So maybe it'll help them if they break it up into two or three chunks.
Let's see, they have August, September, August, September, October, November. And so they could put it monthly, but maybe that won't work.
So at least it would break it up some.
Yeah.
Form.
Yeah.
Well, I think rescinding it would go a long way to helping our image. Because people are not going to say, $172 for what? You haven't done anything.
Yeah,
well,
but by
like
yeah, but hopefully by then we'll have gotten a tractor and we can.
How many times have we said that? It's been 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully we're going to get it done. Oh, we should.
Well, at least then we'll have the poll going up. They can have an input and we can see what happens.
And we can also make ourselves a deadline.
They don't do it.
If we
don't
get a tractor by July, we get somebody out here to do the roads. Mm. I mean. We've got options. I mean, we just have to figure out which way we want to go with it. I mean, part of me says, yes, we should rescind it and tell everybody because of the coronavirus, we're holding off on the rate increase. The thing is, next year, we can't go up more than 20% again, so we're right back where we were.
I don't want to.
You can never recoup it.
Use the term virus.
I don't want to see that. I think it should be.
I wonder, though, if there's a way we could do it.
I have mine all set up. It's all sitting in my bank account for it.
I wonder if we could do it. The rate increase is still there, but we're waiving this portion of it this year. I wonder if there, because I...
Waiving what portion?
The increase.
Oh.
But the increase is still there. So next year, if we put the 20% on, it'd be 20% on top of where we're already at.
Well, that makes it more too expensive.
Well, no, it just makes it a bigger jump for them, but it's because this year we waived that portion of the assessment.
Yeah, we didn't rescind it, we just waived it.
We waived it. We didn't charge anybody that portion of the assessment so that we don't get further behind in our increases. The increase is still there.
Doesn't that mean that they'll have this increase plus the next increase all at one time?
No, the increase is here this year, we just didn't charge them for it. And next year we're not going to make it up, but it'll be on their bill plus the next increase.
That'll still give us
It'll be a bigger jump.
Yeah, okay.
it'll be a bigger jump for them from the 2 years, from in between the years, but it's, they're still not paying it this year.
They're not going to remember that. They'll just, hey, you're doing this? No.
But I'm just saying, that might be a viable option. Rather than rescind it, we waive it. The terminology is everything.
But it will be in writing. We'll have it in the minutes and stuff. So they can't say they didn't know it because everybody gets the minutes.
Well, I was also thinking they already know that there's supposed to be an increase.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we waive it, though, we're not doing away with it. We're just not charging it this year.
No, I know.
We're giving them a break this year because of the pandemic. And I think, first off, I think it's very defensible if anybody were to attack us over it. It's very defensible. Hey, there's a pandemic. We waived a portion of your fees this year.
Yeah.
Because we know everybody's hurting. But at the same time, next year, if the economy isn't too terrible, it's still there, and we can put the next increase on it without losing that year's increase. Okay. We just don't collect it this year. But just an idea. I'm just trying to think of different ways of doing it where we can help the people, but at the same time not hurt us. Because that's what I'm afraid of. If we rescind it, we're actually hurting us forever. Because that's 20% we can't ever get back unless we put it to a vote of the members.
So instead of
if we waive it, it's still there.
144 again.
We would only bill the 144. We will waive the additional amount this year.
Put that on the bill.
Exactly. We put the bill amount, and then we put pandemic discount.
Yeah.
You know, something along those lines. So we show them.
Okay.
So everybody sees.
Pandemic waived fee. You don't want a discount because that's
right.
Yeah.
That's an increase.
That'll work. Yeah.
And that way everybody can see it on their bill.
And they can pay the other way if they want, or they can just pay.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to voluntarily pay it, great, we'll take it.
Well, that we could put in the newsletter. So if you can pay the full 172, we'd appreciate that, but we are giving you this waiver.
You're right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see it. Finally. I'm a little slow.
Can I make a motion that we waive it rather than rescind it?
Right.
So how much are we waiving?
The increase, whatever the heck that
was. Well, it went up to 172 from 144, so.
The difference, yeah.
Okay.
$32, something like that, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't do numbers in my head. I intentionally have a calculator with me all the time.
Okay. I think that is actually a good solution.
Yeah.
We're not losing out on the increase. We're just not charging it this year.
That's a good idea too.
So I think that's a good compromise that'll help the people at the same time not hurt the association.
Right.
Okay. Unless anybody's opposed, it will be so.
No.
All right. Discussion, possible action to fill vacant positions. We kind of covered already. We didn't have anybody apply to either of the vacancies. We don't have to fill them right now. In fact, it's probably in our best interest not to fill them at the moment, but I think we should still keep the word out for anybody that's interested. Let us know. We want to try and get this to where we can get somebody on board. Okay, well, we can do no action on that one. It's just, again, we want to keep it in our minds what's going on. And then I threw another one in here. Discussion, possible action to prepare for annual meeting of members and elections. We don't have to. I went back and dug through it and kind of put together a synopsis of where we're at. Oops, I'm in a hurry this morning. I put a typo in Joan's name.
Oh.
Left out the L. At least I didn't misspell it. I just left out the L.
What L?
Tyler.
Tyler. T-Y-E-R.
I did it right. What the hell am I thinking? Do I blame myself for something I didn't do? I had it right.
You're getting tired, Brandy.
I am.
Not Tyler.
I'm oxygen deprived.
Yes.
I'm rebreathing too much.
That's right.
With my lungs, it is a problem. But like the N95 mask, I can't wear for very long, or it'll knock me out.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't get enough oxygen. Okay.
And they've got a ventilator too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went back and looked at all this stuff. The three terms expired in 2019. We had the election. Nobody ran. Rita got 2 write-in votes, so she was elected. Everybody else was appointed to fill the vacancies. So those terms expire in 2023 because the bylaws were put into place in 2019 as well, giving it 4-year terms. So we don't have those terms don't expire until 2023.
Just tell me what I'm supposed to do.
We have to have a meeting though, right?
Nope.
We don't have to have a meeting.
Regular meetings. Regular meetings of the association members shall be held once each year in which directors are to be elected.
Well,
and now that directors are only elected every other year, we only have to have a meeting every other year. That's the other thing I ran across when I was looking this up. So we're good. We don't actually have to do anything this year.
That'll save us a lot of time and money.
And money.
And that's why we did it.
A lot of money.
Yep. So now we only have to have a meeting in odd number of years. We can have an odd meeting in odd years.
So I don't know why we have to have an election. Nobody's running anyway.
If they want to come down and volunteer, I'll leave.
So, and then because
me too, I'll leave. I didn't want to start.
The wording of the bylaws is that the ones that expire in even years, which is me and Jean, our terms would be up this year, but the bylaws extended those until the next odd year, which will be 2021. So we're good until next year. We don't have to do anything for a meeting this year, unless we want to have a meeting to put something else out there or an election for some other question.
Well, the only
and we can deal with that between now and September. We can have a meeting, it will be a special meeting at that point.
The only thing we usually do
now in odd years.
We usually have some kind of a barbecue or something for the members. I don't know why.
I overstayed my welcome here.
No, but we usually do something so we can have everybody get together and come eat and. Yeah, but we didn't have anybody come last time.
And we can actually have a social event if we want to, but with the pandemic, we can't really do this anyway. So this actually lines up good this year. We probably don't want to plan anything because they're canceling everything.
No, we only had, Marcy and her son are the only two that showed up.
So I think we'll throw a blurb about that in the newsletter, that with the elections now being every other year, the annual meetings are now every other year as well, and that it's a good thing because of the pandemic, we would have had to cancel it anyway. So
That's right.
Can throw something like that into the newsletter just so everybody's aware that we didn't just ignore the meeting.
Yeah.
We actually don't have to have one now.
Good.
And because we don't have to have one because of the pandemic, we're not going to have one. Okay, so that covers that. Any requests for future agenda items?
No. Well, Ken. Not for me anyway.
Well, then we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. I know you don't have to second, but I'll second.
Any opposed? Yeah, I think we went through a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And I was thinking we weren't going to have much of anything for an agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, good agenda.
We ended up with a lot of stuff.
Well, and the roads really need to be done.
Yeah, they do. It's a problem. And
but when we started in other boards, we did from Sunview up first. And then, because these guys don't want to participate and help, we did theirs last. That I know we have to do.
That's something